This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he has more optimism now, 1 year into the COVID-19 pandemic, than he's had to date. He spoke with WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter Dave McKinney about where that optimism comes from despite falling poll numbers. McKinney began by first asking Pritzker when more of the state's economy could be opening as COVID case numbers, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to decline in Illinois.
As you know, we've been evolving as the numbers of, you know, deaths and cases and hospitalizations and ICU beds filled have come down. We've been able to alter our plans to increase the number of people who could go to retail stores, who could go to restaurants and bars. And we'll continue to do that going forward as the numbers dictate. But I would just remind you that with the variants out there, we've been warned by the, you know, the best experts in the world that we need to be cautious.
At the end of February, polling shows that 45% of people support your pandemic response, which is down roughly 20 points from what it was a year ago. How do you account for that drop? And have there been any missteps that you've made?
I'm not worried about polling data. You know, what I'm listening to are the scientists and the facts. And so, you know, the mitigations as they've been put in place and as we've altered them over time have been based upon those facts and those scientists' recommendations. So, you know, I think the ultimate judge by people will be years from now when they look back and see, you know, how did we do at keeping people safe and keeping our economy going at the same time. As far as I'm concerned, the you know, if I could tell myself a year ago one thing that we should do, it would be put the mask mandate in earlier. Now, I put it in as early as almost any governor at May 1st. But I would have told myself on March 15th that it was time for everybody to mask up.
We talked with Senate Republican leader Dan McConkie, and he questioned your competency in handling the pandemic. He compared you to Governors Pat Quinn and Bruce Rauner, and not in a good way. How do you respond to criticism over your approach to the pandemic?
Well, one of the worst governors that we've had, over the last probably 50 years in Illinois was Bruce Rauner, and Dan McConkie and most of his caucus supported Bruce Rauner. So I think it's ironic that he's, you know, saying, you know, that I'm not doing a good job. I also would tell you that it's, you know, I think that they've tried to politicize this virus, and that they followed Donald Trump in politicizing this virus. And I think it's kind of shameful that none of them really lifted a finger to help keep people safe and healthy across the state of Illinois while we were fighting, you know, on the state level, on the local level, and on the national level for Illinois families.
In terms of, you know, your level of optimism that the pandemic is behind us now, where are you at on that spectrum? How optimistic are you?
Well, I'm more optimistic now than I have been in this entire year period. I feel like we're vaccinating people at a healthy clip. Almost 1% of our population is getting a dose every single day. We're coming up on that soon. We also have done a great job of building out the infrastructure for getting vaccinations into people's arms and making it more convenient, doing it on an equity basis. And I can see light at the end of the tunnel that I could not see 5 months ago. In the midst of, you remember, the second peak that we had here in Illinois, I mean, it was terrible, the despair that I think people felt and that I felt, honestly, in the midst of it. I think now I look ahead and I see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel, and I also am optimistic we can get our economy moving again because we're beating the virus.
That was Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker talking with WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. For more on the one-year anniversary of the governor's COVID-19 response, go to WBEZ.org.